Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Wednesday, April 20. Coming up, government reassures international lending institutions of its commitment to the economic program, JPS customers to benefit from reduction in electricity bills, and State Minister for National Security calls for restoration of positive values. The details after this message.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.
Now the news. Government is moving to reassure international lending institutions of its commitment to the economic program under the Extended Fund Facility Agreement with the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. A delegation from the Ministry of Finance, led by Portfolio Minister Audley Shaw, returned to the island earlier this week after holding a series of meetings in Washington, D.C., with representatives of the IMF, World Bank, and the Inter-American Development Bank. Minister Shaw and his technical team met with IDB President Luis Alberto Moreno, Managing Director of the World Bank Group Sri Mulyani, and IMF Deputy Managing Director Min Zhu. While in Washington, Mr. Shaw signaled Jamaica's intention to continue to work closely with the IMF and other multilateral institutions as the country pursues economic growth. Minister Shaw also advised that all quantitative and structural quarterly benchmarks for December were met, and indications are that all targets for the March 2016 quarter were met. Discussions also included topics such as the provision of technical assistance in the areas of tax, public sector and energy reform, as well as other government initiatives. Jamaica's delegation included Minister Without Portfolio in the Finance Ministry, Favel Williams, Financial Secretary Devon Rowe, Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter, and National Policy Advisor in the Office of the Prime Minister, Dr. Nigel Clark. Jamaica Public Service Company JPS customers are to benefit from another reduction in electricity bills. This as the fuel charge on electricity bills decreases again this month, resulting in an average 7% reduction in April bills compared to March. Director of Corporate Communications at JPS, Winsome Callum, says for the first time in 10 years, Jamaicans are paying less than 20 U.S. cents per kilowatt hour for electricity. She says with the ongoing reduction in the price of oil used to generate electricity, Jamaica now has the third lowest electricity rates in the Caribbean, behind only Trinidad and Belize.
When we pay less for this oil, that means customers pay less for electricity because we pass on the savings to our customers. Our customers are also benefiting from the fact that our generating units are using less fuel to produce each megawatt of electricity. So the greater efficiency is resulting in lower prices for our customers.
Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid has endorsed the move by the Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, to implement a state-of-the-art software system at the institution. The Enterprise Resource Planning Software, ERP, fully launched in April, has made it easier for students to register and access CMI programs online. The CMI is the first tertiary institution in the Caribbean to use a full-scale ERP system to manage its entire business processes, as well as its online education platforms. Speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday, Minister Reid said the use of technology is inevitable for institutions if they intend to remain relevant and successful.
There is no doubt that the increased use of technology will reduce costs and improve efficiencies at CMI and wherever it's used.
And State Minister for National Security Pernell Charles Jr. is calling for the restoration of discipline in the society. He says it's the responsibility of each law-abiding citizen to ensure that the country is not conquered by a minority of persons who commit themselves to living lives of crime and violence.
We must be steadfast in our commitment to restore the values of discipline, honesty, hard work, and caring that have been the hallmarks of the Jamaican society. These are the values that transcend religious, political, or social labels. These are the values on which we have been nurtured as a people. Values that are essential for the achievement of our goals as individuals, communities, and country.
Minister Charles was speaking at the 16th annual Thanksgiving service for the Security Forces of Jamaica in Mandeville recently. He's calling on the nation to honor the courageous men and women of the security forces who serve and protect the country, often at great sacrifice to themselves and their families. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.